Hi, and welcome to the 56th episode of the Language Mandarins podcast. My name is Jonathan, and today I'm going to talk a little bit about the potential problem of comparing yourself to other learners. I see this in several language learning communities, especially challenges like the Add One challenge, for example, where people are posting videos or audio to show each other how they are improving in their particular language. And some people may get jealous, envious, maybe even a little resentful sometimes to see somebody else is working hard, they're getting results, they're doing well, they must be perfect, they must not have problems. Once you enter into that mindset of worrying about how you are doing compared to a different learner, you lose focus on your own results, you become frustrated, you become demotivated, and you stop looking at your own progress and your own particular journey, and it's trying to kind of catch up to somebody else or trying to prove something to other learners. And that is not the point of learning. You need to enjoy your own progress and enjoy the improvements that you make on a daily basis and be proud of yourself without trying to seek approval or trying to prove something to other people that you are learning this language just to kind of show off in that case, or trying to prove that you are as good as somebody else. There's also this aspect of like an iceberg. What you see above the water in terms of somebody's learning and their success or their hard work, all you see are the results on the surface. You don't see what's below the surface in terms of the hard work, the sacrifices, the amount of time that they put into learning that language. So it is very difficult to be able to judge somebody based on their results. You don't know how much work that they have put into their language studies or what they have had to do to be able to get to where they are. So no two language learners are the same or equal or have the same background or the same conditions for their family and their work and their free time. No two people are the same. So to really compare yourself to somebody else, it is like comparing apples to oranges. The only thing that is going to do is just probably frustrate you with your own learning experience. So if you want to make comparisons to know how you are doing, it would be more appropriate to compare yourself to yourself to see how are you doing compared to yesterday, or how are you compared to your overall language goals over the last few weeks or the last few months, or compared to where you want to be on your language learning journey. So it's in your interest to work as hard as you can for your own benefit and not to try to prove something to other people. So don't worry about how other people are learning a language or what results they have. That has nothing to do with you. So you will probably just become frustrated or jealous or envious, and you're going to lose focus on your own progress. And it's important to be proud of the progress that you make on a daily basis. Whenever possible, avoid comparing yourself to other people and don't look at their videos or their audio or their writing and think, okay, they're better than me, I'm worthless, I'm incompetent. That's not the point of learning in a community where people share their results. I mean, many times when people share their results, it's to get some moral support or feedback, but not necessarily to prove that they are better than other people. don't compare yourselves. Just focus on your own learning and be proud of the accomplishments that you have made. If you would like to take an English lesson with me or hear more about my language Mandarins, you can visit my website at HugginsInternational.com. That's H-U-G-G-I-N-S International.com. Or you can send me an email at HugginsInternational@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening to this brief podcast. I look forward to the next one. Take care.